What is up, gorgeous, you beautiful soul, you? It is Gina DeVee of Divine Living here. So delighted to announce the Divine Living podcast is here. And yes, that means that we now have a place to connect on all things divine living, meaningful career, luxurious lifestyle, femininity, spirituality, relationships, and really what's going on in the heart and soul of you and women globally. Because we know that women like us, we're so up for growth, which means we have unlimited potential and we have unlimited desires. And here at Divine Living, we do not apologize for either, and we do not discount ourselves, our power, our ability to make a difference in this world, while we're just really enjoying living at the same time. You know, we career women, we've gotten pretty good at this divine working thing. Most of us have been able to develop a meaningful career, and other women are stuck in jobs they don't like, and they're looking to develop a meaningful career. However, something that I'm going to really support you in here on this podcast is divine living also, because it doesn't need to be always divine working, because all work and no play makes for a very boring queen. So I want to make sure that you subscribe to this podcast, that you show up, follow me on Instagram, DM me. I am all about being in the conversation. I think that one of the things that I missed out on so much in the early part of my career is that I isolated. And I just thought that my issues were my own. I thought that other people weren't struggling the way I was. I thought that other people had it easier. I had all kinds of misconceptions being on my own and by myself. And if you've got any of that going on, I certainly don't want that for you. I want you to know how loved you are, how needed you are, how important you are, and how much women like us coming together with all of our greatness, with all of our insecurities, and all of the drive that we've got to continue up-leveling, to continue thinking bigger, to continue believing in more, and to continue in valuing the ability that we have individually and collectively to make a difference so much more. You know, the age of queen is now, and I hope that you have gotten yourself a copy of my book, The Audacity to Be Queen, The Unapologetic Art of Dreaming Big and Manifesting Your Most Fabulous Life. So if you have enjoyed that book, we're going to be diving into all of those subjects in such a deeper way here on this podcast. And if you haven't gotten the book, you got a lot to look forward to, Queen, because I know that within you, you are just getting started with your big hopes and your big dreams and your big mission and your big contribution. And I want you to know that here, you're not too much. For us, we embrace the totality of you. So you don't have to hide, and you don't have to squelch your desires, and you don't have to keep your fears in secret. And I have a master's degree in clinical psychology, and I started out as a psychotherapist, which means it gave me a real foundation for humanness, the totality of the human experience. And because, like, what I talk about in my book is that we are queens, we are not princesses. And queens know that this beautiful, blessed, big life of ours, it has come with hurts. It has come with the need to overcome. It has come with us thinking that who we are isn't always okay. And together, I know that we are called to be the generation of women that eradicates all of that lack, all of that insecurity, all of the poverty level thinking that has gotten us to living out of who we really are. We are abundant, and we are generous, and we are bold, and we are playful, and we are sexy, and we are spiritual. We are it all. So that is what you can expect from the Divine Living Podcast. There's not going to be any specific form or structure. I am spirit-led all the way, but what I will promise you is I will bring to you my real journey. I'll bring to you the journey of other women who are at certain places on their journey, and we will keep it fun, we will keep it fresh, and we will keep it all things divine living. So I want to make sure that I see you there.